You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and also fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful or productive. Today we have the pleasure of joining Dr. Elaine Saunders, co-founder and managing director of Blamey Saunders Hears, a company which supplies and supports world-leading self-fit hearing aids through a teleaudiology business based in Melbourne, Australia. Dr. Saunders, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
It's great to be with you, Eric.
And the pleasure certainly ours as well. A good topic here. We certainly can't ignore our hearing. Why should people check their hearing or use hearing aids?
Many people don't realize how important hearing is to their daily communication. And I think if you just think of yourself communicating as an entrepreneur at work or in a more structured environment, your boss, your colleagues, your team, they want to know that you're listening to them. They don't want you to keep missing things. They might think you're a bit strange. But there's other reasons as well. People should check their hearing because good hearing does actually equate to good health, pretty much. So if people suspect that they have hearing difficulties, they should to get that checked. You can get it checked by going online to a speech perception test like ours on our company site, which I'll tell you about later. Or you can go to your local medical doctor who will arrange for your hearing to be tested. But it's important to make sure that you're hearing as well as you can. You may have a simple obstruction like wax in the ears or something that can be easily fixed. But if it's more serious, then using hearing aids will really help you look alert and be more engaged in things. And if we don't take on hearing aids, we just let untreated hearing loss go on and on, naturally we start to withdraw. And as we withdraw, particularly as we're getting older, we withdraw and perhaps don't take so much part in social activities or committees or other groups that we might want to belong to. And there's a nasty decline that can set in. So hearing loss that's not treated has been associated with mental health issues, at the simplest perhaps depression, perhaps more severe, perhaps despair, perhaps feelings of paranoia or uncertainty, loneliness. But it's also been shown that it leads us to cognitive decline if we don't treat it and kind of doubles your chance of getting dementia or brings it on earlier. So there's lots of reasons, if your hearing's not good, to really get on with using hearing aids and take action.
Dr. Saunders, can hearing aids really help people listen?
People often separate hearing and listening, but, you know, really they're not very separate. We need hearing to listen. Hearing's the kind of mechanics at the outside. So when someone says, oh, my husband's got selective hearing, probably what it means is his hearing is not as sharp as it was and it's a lot more effort to listen. And you only got so much effort you can use up in a day. So I fear that stuff that doesn't seem to be quite so important is the stuff that gets not attended to so well. So basically the harder it is to hear, the more you have to attend and work to listen. So if you've got good hearing aids, it simply makes listening easier. And that makes you much more attentive. Might save your marriage.
One may be curious and pose the question, why do you do what you do?
Now, I've been working in hearing and solving hearing problems for a long, long time. When I was young, I was aware that my father seemed to be maybe just a bit odd. And it turned out that he was losing his hearing and losing it quite quickly. By the time I was a teenager, he was really severely deaf. So I learned firsthand how he as a professional was held back by his hearing difficulties. And hearing aids weren't as good then, of course. But through him, I got to working in a school for deaf children locally as a volunteer. So I was kind of a school nanny and a school assistant when I was about 16. And I realized that those children were really held back by their hearing loss. This was the days before cochlear implants. Those children had to learn, try and hear with really not very good hearing aids in those days. and I just felt so much for them. So I decided I'd try and find a career where I could really help solve these problems. And I've been working in hearing research and hearing aids and working with people with hearing loss ever since. And if anyone's interested a bit further, I've just written a book called Sound of Silence, which describes that journey and those experiences, and a lot about the education that children in schools for deaf children would have got in, say, the 70s.
Today we are joined by Dr. Elaine Saunders, co-founder and managing director of Blamey Saunders Hears, a company which supplies and supports world-leading self-fit hearing aids through a teleaudiology business based in Melbourne, Australia, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Saunders, what is unique about your hearing aids?
You know, for the last 50 years or so, hearing aids have got smaller and smarter. So our hearing aids are both small and smart. But there's three things that make them really quite different. We have a different amplifier or sound processor in our hearing aid, or maybe you could even say the brain, to most hearing aids on the market. And that's really come about because my business partner, Peter Blamey, and I have worked in cochlear implants and bionic ear technology for much of our careers. So we were able to take our ideas and technologies from that space into advanced hearing aids. So one is kind of the brain of the hearing aid. The other is that we know that people have very effective health outcomes when they're more involved in their own health management. That's really well established in health. So we've enabled people to take control of their hearing aids and fully program them themselves. They have a nice, neat little gadget that connects to their computer or their smartphone by Bluetooth, and then they connect their hearing aids and can completely program them themselves. We've made it really, really easy. But the teleaudiology bit is that if they suffer a bit of lack of confidence, if don't feel that perhaps you can do it, or you feel you haven't done it as well as you'd like to, we can take over the system and do it from afar. So we're working with people in remote areas in Australia and around the world who can go online, as long as they've got internet, and we can set their hearing aids for them if they want that help, or help them set them themselves wherever they are. You know, and if you go on holiday and you lose them, we can send out some new hearing aids that are got all the right settings in for them. And that business model has also enabled us to make hearing aids a lot cheaper. So we're able to provide these hearing aids with a really spiffy brain, and which people can program them themselves, or where we can help them. And by doing that, we actually make it such that a premium hearing aid costs about a third of what it might have done through a traditional path. So some pretty special things there, I think.
And I was about to ask, in conclusion, what would you say is special about your company?
Our company is quite unique. I've got about 30 people, a lot of them quite young, a mixture of audiologists and other scientists and engineers and customer-facing people, even a couple of nurses and a doctor. And we really try and look after people. This company is absolutely driven by the goal to make hearing more accessible to people. We're involved in a lot of philanthropic projects and in communication about the challenges of hearing loss. We even put on a play last year with a deaf actor to really help convey the challenges of that drift into not hearing so well. So we're absolutely driven to be a company that's there for social good. Every one of us, and that's what's really important for me to leave as my contribution, if you like, to this company as it goes forward into the future, is that it has an onward going culture of being scientifically robust. We do a lot of research and really driving for social good. So it's a pretty special place to be, I think, and our team like it.
Well, Dr. Saunders, if you would, tell us where our listeners can find Blamey Saunders Hears online.
So if you go to blameysaunders.com.au, that will take you into our website, www.blameysaunders.com.au. The company's named after the founders, both academics and very well known in our fields. turned entrepreneur turned clinicians. So find us at that website. There's a hearing test that can be done there, and that's a scientifically validated hearing test, which is all yours and all private to use in your home or wherever you like. Don't have to tell your partner about it. And that's the best way to find it. I do have a blog, Elaine Saunders on Hearing, which has regular postings of articles about hearing. Be two or three a week there.
Well, Dr. Saunders, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. I think that's pretty awesome. You have an actual test that you can conduct online for your hearing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I'll certainly be checking that out on a personal level. And thanks for taking the time to be with us here from Melbourne this morning on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Elaine Saunders, co-founder and managing director of Blamey Saunders Hears, a company which supplies and supports world-leading self-fit hearing aids through a teleaudiology business based in Melbourne, Australia. And once again, the website of reference is blameysaunders.com.au. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.